Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. Thanks so much for joining us. Donald Trump is a fighter. I'm telling you, he's fighting back against these incredibly biased, hateful judges who just hate him. They absolutely hate him. So here's his latest statement. The radical left lunatic of a judge, a troublemaker, an agitator, who was sadly appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, was not elected president. He didn't win the popular vote by a lot. He didn't win all seven swing states. He didn't win 2,750 to 525 counties. He didn't win anything. I won for many reasons in an overwhelming mandate, but fighting illegal immigration may have been the number one reason for this historic victory. I'm just doing what the voters wanted me to do. This judge, like many of the crooked judges I'm forced to appear before, should be impeached. We don't want vicious, violent, and demented criminals, many of them deranged murderers in our country. Make America great again. Donald Trump. So one of these D.C. judges, they all hate Trump. They're all hardcore liberal Obama or Biden appointees. They're just the most. And what they've done to the January 6th political prisoners is a crime. It really is. They really should be impeached. These are just horrible, who've destroyed the reputation or the integrity of our judicial system. I have no respect for judges now. I really don't. I just have no respect. I know they're just crooked. They're biased, probably on the take, and what they've done to Trump just pretty much confirms that for me. So this judge was trying to get Trump to turn the plane around, the plane that was full of these criminals from Venezuela, this gang that was terrorizing America. And the judge said, essentially, I'm a federal judge, so I can tell the president what to do when it comes to national security. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. So anyway, they're going to appeal this to the Supreme Court and all that. And these judges, everything they're doing, they're still doing lawfare. They're doing everything they can to destroy this president and the MAGA movement. The number of lawsuits, the number of court cases already against President Trump, an insane number. Compare that to all the court cases brought against several of the other presidents combined. It's still nothing compared to what they've done with Donald Trump. And it's only been, he's only been president now for a little over, a month or 2 months now, somewhere in there. It's honestly just unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. So we're going to get to that. And then Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to definitely talk about that because I got to tell you, I hate the thing. I absolutely hate it. I love America. I love liberty. I hate the Pledge of Allegiance. And to have our kids recite this to me is utterly infuriating. I realize this is an unpopular opinion or unpopular position. But after you hear my argument, you will say, oh my God, Dimitri was right about that too. I guess I'm going to have to rethink how I view this Pledge of Allegiance. So we've got that. But first, Rand Paul, Dr. Rand Paul, Ron Paul's son, is a United States Senator from Kentucky, a great guy, one of the really, really good guys in government. And he was going on and on about the insane spending that DOGE has uncovered. And there's a reason why I want to play this for you, because it has a local connection to the Grand Dam of the Archmore political dynasty.
Uncovered over $1 trillion in government waste, with the State Department and USAID being some of the worst offenders. Let me give you just a few examples of what these unelected bureaucrats are spending your hard-earned money on. $4.8 million went to Ukraine's public affairs office in Kiev to fund social media influencers. Instead of protecting our own border, $2.1 million was sent to Paraguay to enhance their border cybersecurity. USAID also funded a group of Ukrainian women-led designers to travel to the Paris Fashion Show. I don't know about you, but I'd imagine Ukrainian women have more important things to worry about than appearing in the Paris Fashion Show. USAID spent $2 million on transgender surgeries, hormone care in Guatemala. $3 million was spent to promote girl-centric climate action in Brazil. And I'd love to picture what a conversation about girl-centered climate action looks like. It's like, hey, Barbie, do you know what girl-centered climate change is? Since when do we believe arguments need to be tailored for girls to understand? How insulting to women at large that they think there are special arguments for girls to understand that are different than boys. $25,000 to fund a transgender opera in Colombia. Was nobody in Colombia willing to buy a ticket? USAID spent $32,000 in Peru to create a comic featuring a trans hero to address social and mental health issues. What does that have to do with diplomacy? $20,000 to fund a DEI program for a drag theater in Ecuador. $20 million was spent to produce a new Sesame Street show in Iraq. USAID spent $6 million to promote a project boosting sustainable tourism in Egypt. I guess the U.S. is now the travel agent for the entire world since they spent $50 million on Tunisia's tourism, even though it's already one of the most visited countries in Africa. USAID gave $87.9 million to help Afghans farm, and incidentally, farm poppy, the plant from which opium is extracted. As of 2021, Afghanistan supplied 90% of the world's heroin. I thought the saying in the U.S. was just say no to drugs. How about we just say no to wasteful foreign aid? $70,000 for a live musical event to promote diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility in Ireland. State Department paid $330,000 to compile a disinformation index to blacklist conservative media outlets. USAID funneled over $54 million to EcoHealth Alliance, funding the very organization linked to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the likely origin of the COVID-19 pandemic. Disgraceful. $15 million was awarded to Taliban-controlled Afghanistan to distribute oral contraceptives and condoms. There's still a $3 billion fund for Afghan reconstruction that I've tried to take that money to pay for other things that the government is spending money on, and yet there's been resistance by the other side to deplete that fund and say, we're done funding things in Afghanistan. This is just the tip of the iceberg. These are taxpayer dollars being used to fund ideologically misguided, ineffective, and unnecessary projects thanks to the blundering bureaucracy, while our own citizens struggle to put food on the table. This is not what our government was designed to do. The U.S. government is not a charity, and it should not be doling out cash to foreign organizations, some of which actively oppose the United States with no oversight. And we don't have the money to give. We're borrowing the money we send. We need to ask a simple question. Why are we borrowing money to send money overseas? Even if USAID eliminated the crazy left-wing grants for trans operas, it still makes no sense to borrow money to then turn around and send it overseas. Borrowing money to send as charity is like the worker who has no money left after paying for their food, rent, and gas, saying, oh, well, I see this homeless person. I have such great sympathy. I'll go to the bank and I'll borrow $1,000 to give to this person. That's what we are doing. We can't pay for our own, and we are borrowing the money we send overseas. That money could be used to pay down our $36 trillion debt and take care of the American people, the very people who actually pay these taxes in the first place. It's time for a real change. America should not continue to be the world's piggy bank. It's time to end the waste of foreign aid and end the bureaucracy and for once do what's right by the American taxpayer.
Thank God for Rand Paul. Now, why am I playing this? Well, because it's important for you to know what's going on with our federal government, but also there's a local angle here. Now, you heard all at least some of these incredibly outrageous things that USAID has been funding. And it's a big money laundering scheme. That's all this is. That's why the Democrats have lost their minds over this, because so much of the money gets recycled back into their pockets. How do you think they get, and establishment Republicans, by the way. It's not just Democrats, but the Democrats are screaming about it. The establishment Republicans want to scream about it, but they know they can't. But they're both in on it. The bill that Rand Paul introduced to end this nonsense, to end the fraud, to end the corruption, was voted down not only by the Democrats, but also roughly two dozen Republicans in the United States Senate. It is the uniparty. Democrats and rhinos, Republicans in name only, they all profit from this money laundering. You would have thought that here in the heart of MAGA Nation, that all of our senators, all four of them, two on the Ohio side, two on the West Virginia side, would be voting with Rand Paul to end the funding for USAID. Well, three of the four did. But the fourth one, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, voted against it. She does not want to stop this money laundering operation, better known as USAID. West Virginia's wrinkled rhino voted with the Democrats and with the other establishment Republicans to keep this thing going. Keep churning, keep money laundering USAID. She actually voted against Rand Paul to finally stop this thing. Shelley Moore Capito, the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty. Her favorite nephew she installed as your congressman here in the upper half of West Virginia, the 2nd Congressional District, Riley Moore. You might know him better as Rick Rattler, the lead singer and the author of the lyrics for this group, Rattler, that worships Satan and praises drinking and drug use and doing obscene things to young innocent girls, that Riley Moore, the guy, the congressman who still, as far as I can tell, has not shown up in Weirton to help these poor people with their terrible water problems. Would anyone be surprised if he was too busy in D.C. aligning his pocket with insider trading to become a multimillionaire? Would anyone be surprised? Shelley Moore Capito's favorite nephew. But yeah, she voted against Rand Paul to stop the funding of this USAID. Shelley Moore Capito, the grand dam, the Archmore political dynasty, representing West Virginia. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. Anyway, we'll get to the Pledge of Allegiance here in just a bit. First, more bad news from East Ohio Regional Hospital. They're closing the pharmacy. I just read that news story. There are an awful lot of people who work there at the hospital who need health insurance. The reports indicate they've paid for it, but now they're not covered by it. It's just a mess. It is just a mess. So one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC, one of my dear clients is Serena Heckathorn. Serena Heckathorn is gold. Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance Company. And she has assured me that both of her Health Markets offices in St. Clairsville and in Steubenville are geared up to handle the rush of every person at East Ohio Regional Hospital and others in the region, but especially the hospital people who need health insurance. She will consult with you all free. She'll offer you all the options available. She'll fill out all the forms for you. She can help you.